This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you simply can't believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. President Trump gave a couple of speeches last week to highlight the brutality of the MS-13 gang. What he described was barbaric, and according to many leftist pundits and activists, what was more barbaric was that Trump mentioned the crimes at all. MSNBC host Chris Hayes tweeted in response to his speech before police officers in New York, "People talk about the Southern strategy, but it's Trump's channeling of the racial politics of the post-Jim Crow North that makes him potent." I'm not making that up. Slate's Jamil Bowie wrote a whole column arguing that his rhetoric about MS-13 and their crimes is done just to make white people afraid. Bowie wrote, "Trump wasn't just connecting immigrants with violent crime. He was using an outright racist trope, that of the violent statistic black or brown criminal, preying on innocent, usually white women." And then he compared it to the words of 20th century segregationists. CNN's Margaret Hoover, ostensibly a conservative, said that his tough rhetoric about a violent gang was an insidious appeal to white nationalists. Some activists on Twitter were a little more direct in criticizing his anti-gang attitude, and apparently the real criminals are white supremacists. So what they're basically saying is that people who commit crime are not criminals, just people who think bad things. Bree Newsom, a race activist, tweeted out, "Me, white supremacy has killed more people than all street gangs combined. Racist. Prove it. Me, opens history book. Let's start in 1519. That one earned 4,000 retweets and 9,000 likes. Here we have pushback against Trump for trying to keep America safe again. We have seen it before with the travel ban, or the vetting, or whatever you wanted to call it, that got stopped over and over again. This should be a bipartisan concern here. Now, I fully understood that some of these leftists were going to give the MS-13 gang members a sympathetic portrayal. CNN, of course, did that one. On Friday, they interviewed MS-13 gangsters to get their take on his immigration policies. Shockingly, they didn't like him. But the gang members claimed the immigration crackdown was somehow helping their criminal activities. And apparently CNN thinks that there's no more reliable source to speak against a crime policy than the criminals themselves. So it just stands to reason that if a Democrat, particularly one from the Hispanic communities in which they pray, had said what Trump said, told about the gang, no one would have said a problem. They wouldn't have had a problem with it. But since it was Trump, and it's connected with his immigration policy, it was considered a racist dog whistle to recall the grisly crimes of murderous thugs. This is because Trump has tied the MS-13 with the problem of illegal immigration. To the leftists, illegal immigrants are good people just coming here to do jobs Americans won't do and make our country a better place. When they tell it, they commit far less crime than our lazy citizens are, and they are an absolute positive for the nation. The large number of illegal immigrants who compose MS-13 sort of undermine that vision. So the leftists get upset and shriek racism whenever Trump or other Republicans talk about the gang. The implication in the pushback is that this violent gang is something we need to accept and not worry about it in our multicultural society. This is similar to what happens in Europe when Islamic terrorism strikes. Anyone who worries too much about growing radicalism in the Muslim community is called an Islamophobe. Journalists rush to offer portrayals of Muslim residents as patriotic and very moderate people. Politicians claim that terror attacks are just a part of living in the big city. Just like a street gang that fancies torture and mutilation. Additionally, the leftists enthusiastically point to white people as the real menace after a terror attack is committed by Muslims. The common denominator here is that those narratives are both driven by the leftist faith in mass immigration and multiculturalism. Whenever anything happens, whenever reality strikes, and it makes these two ideas look unappealing to the law-abiding, normal citizens, the pundits get to work to obfuscate the crimes and belittle those who worry too much about them. So with all the accusations that Trump receives for lying, the same certainly cannot be said for what he detailed about MS-13. He recalled their gruesome tortures of using knives to carve up their victims, many of whom are female. That actually occurs with MS-13, but Trump just left out the satanic aspect. In Houston, there are multiple examples of the gang committing horrifying ritual murders against young women. Isn't that a more pressing issue than the terror of mentioning that awful crime during a speech? Is it better if we just ignore the illegal immigrants butchering the immigrant girls on behalf of their dark deity? Is that the way we're going to go? Is that what we want to be about? Are we going to give justice for all, even for the new immigrants? Or are they just like everybody else in the leftist society where, you know, you're just a stepping stone. You're a means to an end. Nearly all of us, regardless of skin color, don't like gang violence, and Trump cracking down on MS-13 ensures that millions of law-abiding residents in minority communities can live in peace. Highlighting their worst atrocities is a rhetorical tool to alert us to the danger of these criminals. But it's, I mean, this is... For them to be out there making the pitch they're making on behalf of MS-13, this is bizarre. For the media to take the side of the Satan-worshipping, torture-loving gangbangers. They're making them sound like some wrongly maligned, undocumented entrepreneurs. These guys are quite a cunning group. And, I mean, you can tell that by the fact that there's more Hispanic gang members in the United States than there is by black American gang members. And the Hispanics don't kill each other to the degree that black American gang members do. So they're more in it for the enterprise, and torture and murder and everything else is just part of their enterprise. And the media rushed to defend them. That is one of the most bizarre things you're ever going to see anywhere. I can't make it up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Yeah. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is two steps. It gives you a third. If you clean it with the solvent and lubricate it with the extreme, well, then what you get is the gun is treated and is going to withstand anything the environment throws at it. Check them out at froglube.com. I am still hearing about the outrage in Australia. Surely, you guys can't be that naive. There was an article published called Australians View Women Shooting by Police, a U.S. Nightmare. And it was published on July the 18th, and it was a masterpiece of anti-gun propaganda. That kind of propaganda that always has a ready forum in the fake stream media. We're told that the Australians are outraged by our notorious culture of gun violence. Well, let me tell you something, Australia. I'm sort of outraged that you, supposedly a democracy, banned, confiscated, and destroyed hundreds of thousands of legally owned, dutifully registered firearms from the Australian people.
Yeah.
And here, let me tell you something. That kind of confiscation from a nation's citizenry brings to mind the Gestapo, or fascism, or the secret police from the Soviets, or oppression and tyranny. And those things may be perfectly acceptable in Australia, but they are not acceptable here. They're never going to fly here. It's deplorable that the Australian government has no grasp on what liberty and freedom are all about. This article, which focused only on mass killings by guns in America, failed to mention that almost daily mass killings that are being committed by terrorists who use large trucks and vehicles and knives and explosives to implement their mayhem. 84 people in France killed by a truck, or killed by a terrorist driving a truck. Or the 100 defenseless people gunned down again in France by a couple of terrorists. If there had been an armed citizen or citizens there, they would have disrupted them and mitigated those attacks. For a lot of people on this planet, tragically, most of the nations around the world, including France and England and Australia, don't have a Second Amendment. They are subjects. They're not citizens. And they've long since been disarmed by their very repressive government. They can't defend themselves or their nations. Or if you do it like in, say, Canada, you're just going to get charged with murder or attempted murder or all kinds of other things. 50% of the gun violence in the United States today is due to democratic policy. And when I say democratic, I mean democratic policy. I don't mean democracy. I mean leftist mayors in leftist cities. 68% of all the murders take place in 5% of all the counties in the United States. So, if we were to actually, I don't know, encourage economic opportunity and education and family structure, those three things would go a long way in these inner cities. England has more violent crime than we have. I don't think Australia has the drug gangs like we do. It's very apparent that many of our gangs are not being dealt with. And we need to strengthen our efforts to keep firearms away from mentally ill people. But then again, where do you draw that line? You don't draw it by saying, well, if you can't manage your checkbook, because I know a lot of people that are in their 20s and 30s, 40s, 50s that can't do that. What about the millions of Americans who use them safely and responsibly every day? And as one of our founders said, Americans have the advantage of being armed because their government, unlike the governments of most other nations, trust us. Well, they did back in that time, anyway. In 1692, Andrew Fletcher wrote that arms are the only true badges of liberty. The possession of arms is the distinction of a free man from a slave. Australia, you can be outraged all you want, and I'm pretty sure that not all of you are outraged. And listen, I'm still waiting to see what the final analysis of that shooting is that you guys are so upset about. That has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. It has nothing to do with the proliferation of arms or the permissive laws of the West. It has to do with one guy with a badge. His partner didn't shoot her. So, you need to understand that no matter what you want, and no matter what you demand, and no matter what you think, and no matter what you say, that this is the United States. We will resist the kind of thing that set up your confiscation. We will resist the registry. We will resist confiscation. There's enough of us here to resist successfully. You guys couldn't do that. You guys all knew that none of you committed any wrongs that day. You weren't a part of what happened in Port Arthur. And yet, you all did it anyway. Not all of you, to be sure, because they only took in 600,000 guns. That's a lot of guns, but it wasn't all that was in Australia. So you see, you do have some people there that are, they know what freedom means, and they know what it is, and they demand to be free, and they just decided to say, well, okay, nope. And that's the thing. How did you guys not get all the guns with the registry? How did that happen? Bet you that's a question everybody will be asking themselves for a little bit. When we get back, I'm going to give you something that a lot of people are thinking might happen. It isn't happening. This is part one of it, but that's when we get back. I have to give you part one in this next segment because it's a long part one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Saddle coming at you live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you just cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. That was horrible. Why is my voice breaking up? Okay, this is fiction. Okay? This is fiction I'm about to give you. And I'm going to give it to you verbatim. But it's very good fiction. It's by Kurt Schlichter. Sickler from townhall.com. Verbatim. I want you to picture a smoky room in the New York Times building. We hear the former CIA director at the head of the table saying, "We cannot tolerate this any longer. We have to forcibly retake the government from Donald Trump. It is the only way to save our democracy." His audience around him nods solemnly. These are men and women gathered at this secret February meeting on the top floor of 241 West 41st Street, the New York Times building. All Democrat politicians, media figures, retired and active members of federal security bureaucracy, and several establishment Republicans. And they were at wit's end, because there's no other choice. Trump has to be replaced, and it no longer mattered how. This meeting was to be the genesis of the bloody coup of April 2018. They're out of power with the hashtag the resistance fading. The ruling class elitists dislodged from their sinecures by the arrival of Trump and his populist followers were desperate. No guarantee they would retake power in 2020 or even 2024 were Ivanka to run. Their Trump-Russia fiasco had crashed and burned. They created the pseudo-scandal to convince the electorate that Trump and Putin had been tongue-kissing during the election. And that backfired, and it backfired by revealing their fusion GPS FSB shenanigans. Worse, somewhere in a DOJ safe house, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was trying to keep out of prison by spilling her guts to Jeff Sessions investigators. This is all the Mandarins could do to suppress that scandal. Though in the uncontrolled media and in Trump's accursed tweets, Democratic corruption was still under a spotlight. After Trump went on the internet, since no network but Fox would show his speech to explain that he was firing Mueller for his massive conflicts of interest, his inability to run a professional leak-free organization, nothing happened. The media railed, Capitol Hill was in an uproar, but the people understood that having the accuser's best buddy lead the investigation, that makes it a sham, and Trump's numbers didn't budge. In fact, polls for Trump-allied primary candidates rose. Even Michigan Senator Kid Rock was even acting like a real candidate, releasing a position paper on tariff policy. My position is standing up for America first and not bending over for these damn foreigners. Word. The Democrats were stalled and powerless as General John Kelly's focused and disciplined White House staff, in conjunction with the cunning and vindictive Mitch McConnell, who relieved Schumer ally John McCain of his beloved Armed Services Committee chairmanship reluctantly so my good friend John can focus on his health and his family, began pushing through appointments, filling empty court seats, and notching legislative wins. The media's credibility was in free fall. CNN's ratings were dipping below those of Love American-style reruns on that 70s channel network. And the GOP establishment, frozen out of government jobs and abandoned by donors, was in a panic. You should see how many empty cabins we have on the Weekly Standard does of Scandinavia cruise. They were whimpering. And the uncouth nature of these red state barbarians, it was too much to bear. Just the other day, a senior White House advisor had gone on Tucker and said that if Chuck Schumer didn't like the recent repeal of the legislature filibuster, he could kiss me where the good Lord split me. But how do you pull off a coup d'etat in the United States? Most of the political hacks had no idea, while the military experts understood the massive challenge. Some answers were obvious. In the third world, the first thing plotters take control of are the radio and TV stations and the newspapers. In America, the media was already in the bag, so they would cheerlead a coup. But the actual seizure of power, that was a little more complicated. A very young and astonishingly stupid California senator said, "You just send in some soldiers and take over everything, you know, with guns. How hard can this army stuff be?" Retired, actually fired by Trump, General Leonard Smith, who had been promoted by Obama after failing to win in Iraq and Afghanistan, but who successfully spearheaded the Transsexuals in Foxholes initiative, tried to explain. "Look, it's a matter of numbers. We take all of our land forces in CONUS." "What's CONUS?" "The continental United States," the general replied. "We have maybe 45 brigade combat teams total available, counting everything active and reserve, marine and army, less than one per state, and a city takes a brigade control at least. New York would take 10. And that's assuming they're all loyal to us. There's police and federal law enforcement too, but we also might have 100 million armed Americans who might object." One senator sniffed, "Ridiculous. How can a bunch of citizens armed with deer rifles stop a modern army?" "Oh, I don't know, Senator. Ask the Vietnamese or the Afghans. Look, we need speed and focus. Step one is to decapitate the government by eliminating the current leadership via capture or otherwise. Step two, take the key control nodes before the administration can react. Step three, use the inertia of the military and law enforcement. We get them on our side, whether they know it or not. Keep them moving and following orders so they do not have time to reflect and react against us. But you need to understand and go into this with your eyes wide open. If we do this, people will die. Are you ready for that?" An MSNBC hostess said, "It's breaking a few eggs is the price for restoring democracy by removing the president these Neanderthals were elected." Okay. So they began to enlist support and draft plans. They relieved commanders and assigned new ones. The FBI signed arrest warrants for treason. They were drafted and signed by friendly judges and hailed for the right moment. They almost got caught, but it was on Chris Cuomo's show on CNN, so nobody noticed that. Pressure was growing. The economic news was improving as the markets hit new highs. Trump allied candidates were winning. Then everybody was going in various places. On 8 p.m., April 25th, cruisers from the Washington, D.C. Police Department received orders to shut down all of the bridges. John Kelly walked into the Oval Office where the president was speaking and said, "I have received a report from the CIA of a major potential terrorist operation." All the emergency response teams started going. Jeff Sessions was in his living room when he was intercepted and slammed in the face with a rifle. Air Force Two was shot out of the air. Secret Service tried to move and protect him, and then they saw Hillary Clinton stiff at a desk looking a bit like she was imbibed on some liquid courage. No choice but to act decisively to restore democracy and our Constitution by removing the Trump junta. Our armed forces are acting to protect our country by transferring leadership to the National Committee of Recovery and Reconciliation. Kelly looked at President Trump and said, "Sir, this is a military coup." Part two on Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
A great president once said, "The nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line. Hang on a minute there, dude, and I'll put a link of that up there for you. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a very simple thing. It is a solvent. It is a lubricant. And when it's all said and done, it is also a treatment. That treatment protects your weapon against everything in the environment. Check them out at froglube.com. Everybody already asking about links to that. Don't think that might not be attempted. But I love that guy's stuff. There are a number of lies that float around about the, you know, the gun control argument. The people who want you disarmed have done a great job of spreading those catchy phrases. They've changed their branding from gun registration to gun control to common sense gun safety. And we're now in the age of 144 character news. You have to read below the headlines. So, let's separate some fact from fiction. Fiction. You're more likely to be the victim of a violent crime if there's a gun in your home. This implies that a legal gun owner puts their family at risk. The implication is that criminals will use your gun against you and your family, or that you will shoot your family by accident. And that isn't what this claim says at all. We have to ask ourselves this question: whose gun was it, and what were the circumstances? This false claim blames you if you're an armed criminal, brings a gun into your home and attacks you. After all, there is a gun in your home when you were attacked. You're also blamed if you bought a gun because you live in a high crime area. The claim completely ignores who started the attack, and the most serious error is that the claim includes data from both criminal activity along with justifiable self-defense. Criminal brought a gun to commit violence. A legal gun owner brought a gun to stop it. Both are being called, you know, being the victim of a violent crime. that hides more than it reveals. Or guns make us less safe. This claim implies that guns are always dangerous and people are always safe. And you have to ask a more detailed question. Whose guns are dangerous to whom? Most deaths from a firearm are suicide. People who want to kill themselves don't care about laws. The vast majority of homicides are gang-on-gang violence. Your local policeman would know the gunshot victim is a repeat criminal. The number of licensed gun owners who use a gun to commit a violent crime is small. It's almost not, it's not even existent. And the category licensed gun owners is an example because we keep such good crime statistics on people who have their concealed carry license. There are a few tragic accidents with firearms, and most involve a non-permitted gun owner. Criminals don't put their guns in a gun safe. They stuff their illegal gun between the couch cushions, and that's how kids find guns and have accidents. Legal gun owners do not, as a rule of thumb, do that. Or a criminal is more likely to take your gun from you than you are likely to hurt the criminal to stop the assault. This means that your gun is going to be taken away and they're going to use it on you. If that were true, then the police would be busy giving guns to criminals and the criminals would be quickly throwing the guns back. That's just wrong. There's zero evidence of that claim. Strong evidence to the contrary. According to both the DOJ and other published studies, when a victim used a gun to resist stranger rape, the probability of completing the rape was 0.1%. And other injury to the victim was 0%. In comparison, unarmed victims suffered the rape act 31% of the time it was attempted. And the victim had other violent injuries 40% of the time. That sounds pretty safe and effective to me. A gun can't stop a rapist from trying to attack you. The armed victim stops a rapist from succeeding. One of my favorites is that gun laws stop criminals from getting guns. I left that one for last. Criminals transport drugs illegally, people illegally, guns illegally. They rob, they assault, they steal, they intimidate and blackmail for a living. So the claim is that criminals who break the law every day will suddenly change their behavior and become a Boy Scout when it comes to gun laws. No evidence of that at all. Criminals get their guns illegally and easily. So criminals certainly don't submit to a background check. They don't stand around for a two-week mandatory waiting period to pick up their gun. On average, it takes 11 years from when a gun is stolen from its legal owner until the gun is recovered in a crime. And that, my friends, is separating fact from fiction. Feel free to tell your friends. I made a reference to Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS is the one that did the dossier on Trump. It turns out the Fusion GPS has been abnormally cozy with the mainstream media organs that they used in its disinformation and smear operations. And now the media is protecting them. Because the same media has gotten curiously silent about the firm's role in the widening web of scandal about their actual role in colluding with the Russians. And they include CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, none of which have reported a word about how Fusion GPS took money from the Russians to undercut Trump. And apparently they would take money from anyone. They not only cooked up the infamous phony golden shower dossier about President Trump, not a word of which was true, though some media outlets reported it that way. They also engineered the Russian meetings with Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., and two other associates inside the Trump Tower as a means of making it appear that Trump was in bed with the Russians all along. Last Thursday, before the Senate Judiciary Committee, hedge fund manager William Browder said they were up to their eyeballs working with the most nefarious elements of the Russian government oligarchy. At the same time they were crafting the dossier, they were also working to advance Russian interests, according to Browder's testimony. He told the committee that Natalia Veselnitskaya, the same Russian lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort at Trump Tower during the campaign, hired Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS to conduct a smear campaign against Mr. Browder and Sergei Magnitsky in advance of congressional hearings on the Global Magnitsky Act. Who among the mainstream media has been more persistently, consistently, insistently anti-Trump than the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN? They keep praising themselves like crazy as some sort of hard-hitting reporter. They're finally doing real journalism with the advent of the Trump administration, trying to negate that whole media lapdog thing during the previous one. But it's not holding water now that these revelations are coming along. And apparently they're just string puppets for Fusion GPS and the media manipulators. They got their fake scoops, they ran with them, they did what Fusion GPS wanted, and they took their payments from their clients, Fusion GPS did. So is this media corruption? What's the deal with all the silence from the mainstream press, these colluding outfits in particular, now that the truth is coming out? There's collusion afoot, no doubt about it, just not with Trump and the Russians. It is, if things weren't going so good, I would almost be depressed. tomorrow night, from Defensive Strategies, I'll be joined by Bob Boylard. That's coming up tomorrow night. Back in 21 hours, and please remember this, if you would be so kind. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.